USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is stepping down after thousands expressed their displeasure of a worsening economic crisis in the country. They stormed the president's residence and office, though it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticized what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken's overseas for a G20 summit that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe drove by. Abe was fatally shot during a campaign speech Friday. His body returned home to Tokyo on Saturday. Abe's attacker told investigators that he had planned the shooting because of his belief that Abe was part of an organization he resents. A top police official acknowledged that possible security lapses allowed the assassin to fire his weapon. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says he will not run to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and the country's next prime minister. He said he did so after careful consideration and discussing it with colleagues and family. Wallace was seen as the favorite by some after Johnson resigned Thursday amid several ethics scandals. Overall, Wall Street crawled to a winning week on Friday after a stronger-than-expected jobs report. The major indexes were mixed at the close. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Empire State wants to dig deeper before officials allow you to own a gun.
People in New York State seeking to carry concealed handguns will be required to hand over a list of their social media accounts for review of their, quote, character and conduct. The approach comes as missed warning signs pile up in investigations of mass killings. The new requirement, which takes effect in September, will also require applicants to undergo hours of safety training, prove they're proficient at shooting, provide 4 character references, and sit for in-person interviews. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly record officers within 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. David Lloyd with the First Amendment Center spoke to News Nation.
That is a content-based restriction on speech. It specifically targets video recording of law enforcement activity. It does not say you may not approach within 8 feet for any purpose. It says you may not approach within 8 feet for the purpose of making a video record of what police are doing.
The law goes into effect in September. Look for USA Radio wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.